Welcome to this R.G. Hardy program as we proclaim souls are crying, men are dying, so we must work to win the lost at any cost. This is Sister Sharon Knotts, and I'm excited to share today's message with you. You can't go higher till you've come through the fire. A powerful word of encouragement God gave me to speak to His people. If you've been under satanic attack or feel that your gifts and ministry have been hindered and the fiery trials are intensifying, don't despair. This message is for you. I'll be back at the close of the program to tell you how you can get your copy of You Can't Go Higher Till You've Come Through the Fire.
God is the one who was promoting them. He was using that pagan king, because I like how God operates. He often uses the devil to do His work. He uses the devil to bless His children so that He can just rub it in a little bit on the face of the devil, and so that He can let His children to know, you just need to cool down and simmer down a little bit, because I got everything under control. I mean, if you trust me and you believe in me and you're trusting in me, you know that regardless of how much the devil rises up and threatens and intimidates, because he's a great intimidator, that I've got it all under my control. If we drop down to verse 10, he says, all the horns of the wicked also will I cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted. So we see the promotion comes from God. If you notice here, he didn't say north. Because God sits up on high. On the Bible says on the circle of the earth and the sides of the north. At the very uppermost peak of the Mount of Congregation, God sits. Somebody says, yes, he sits up high, but he looks down low. Hallelujah. And when he came to Mary and blessed her and said, you're going to have a baby and you're going to conceive of the Holy Ghost, she said, behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And when she went to Elizabeth and told her, and the Holy Ghost fell on them, they both began to speak in tongues. She began to say, my soul doth magnify the Lord, for he that is mighty hath done great things, for he has looked upon the lowest state of his handmaiden, but he's lifted me up. Hallelujah. And that henceforth all men will call me blessed. Because when God lifts you up, everybody's going to know it. When God exalts you and promotes you, everyone's going to know it. Amen. Your promotion doesn't come from men, but it comes from the Lord. And he will promote you if he's got to set somebody down and say, you set down because I'm about ready to raise my child up. He'll set somebody down so he can raise us up. How many say amen? So it wasn't Nebuchadnezzar that promoted them. It was God. Proverbs 21:1 says, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. And as the rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will. So God says that I will take the king's heart and I will either harden it or soften it depending on what I want to do. Amen. In the case of Pharaoh, he allowed Pharaoh's heart to become hardened because he wanted to be able to send the plagues against Egypt so that he could judge Egypt for their gods, because every plague was after a certain god they worshiped. And more importantly, to show his people that he could say, when I brought you out with a high hand, with an outstretched arm, so that the fear of you 40 years later was still on the people living in Jericho. After 40 years, they said, the thought of you made our hearts to melt. So God does these things because he's got a long-term viewpoint. And our problem is we've got tunnel vision. We see right now. Amen. Then Daniel requested of the king, and he set Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon. But Daniel sat at the gate of the king. So now we find out that this was the first time that Shadrach, and Meshach, and Abednego had been promoted, because Daniel, who was also one of the ones that had been brought from Jerusalem in captivity along with them, remember when the king had a dream and he said to all his wise men, he said, "I've had this dream. It's troubling me. It's just got me so troubled. And I can't remember the dream. And I want you to tell me the dream and the interpretation." His wise men looked at him and said, "What is he talking about? We can give him the interpretation once he tells us the dream. Oh, we're smart. We know symbolism. We can come up with something that would be believable. I mean, we're smart enough to think of something, but just tell us the dream and we'll give you the interpretation." He says, "I don't remember the dream. Now you tell me the dream." They said, "King, excuse us, and all due respect unto you, O great king, but there's nobody that can tell you your dream. Now you tell us your dream and we'll tell you the interpretation." He said, "If you people are supposed to be wise men and you're supposed to be counselors and you're supposed to know all the things and talk to gods, you should be able to tell me the dream. And if you can't tell me the dream, then I decree every last one of you in the whole kingdom is going to be killed." He set the decree and the word began to go out. And it got to Daniel. And Daniel said, "What is everybody in an uproar over?" And they told him. He says, "Well, that's no problem. The God that I serve, he's the one that gives the dreams. If he gave the dream, he'll tell me. Just tell him, hold up. Just don't sharpen your swords quite yet." Nobody called for Daniel, but they called for Daniel. And you know, he went in and he gave the dream and the interpretation. And of course, we know that Nebuchadnezzar, all the other gods were saying, and for a long time, they probably really loved Daniel, you know, but after a while, jealousy is stronger. How many say amen? But he saved their necks that day. But what I love about Daniel is when the king elevated him to prime minister and put him to sit right at the king's gate, what I love about Daniel is when God promoted him and blessed him, he didn't forget his friends. He didn't forget those who had helped him along the way. He didn't forget his brothers when they used to meet in the morning at prayer time and pray together and say, "We don't know what we're going to come up against today, but we've decided we're not going to eat the king's meat and we're not going to drink the king's wine. We're going to be true to our God. Aren't we, brothers?" And you know, they did the secret thing, whatever they did, you know, "Give me five" and all that. They did it every day. And they encouraged one another. They strengthened one another. They uplifted one another. And when Daniel was exalted, he didn't forget about his brothers. He said, "Oh, King, I want to tell you about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These are some wise young men. You need them right up here with me." I love that about him. How many say amen? And I want to be that kind of person, don't you? That when God blesses me, I want to remember those who were there in the midnight hour when I needed a prayer. I want to remember those who came to pray for me. I want to remember those who came and encouraged me. How many say amen? Hallelujah. When they get in trouble, I want to be on my prayer bones saying, "Oh, Lord, help out my sister. Because you remember the time she came and ministered to my heart. Now I need you to go right now, Lord, and see about her." Isn't that right? But you know, so many people, when they get blessed and everything's going good, they forget about that till the next test comes. But Daniel wasn't like that. And so Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, they had already been promoted. They had already been set up on high because of Daniel's blessing. But you know, when God blesses you and promotes you, especially out on the devil's territory, you know that you, let me tell you this, you probably already found it out, but in case you didn't, I'll clue you in. The devil is going to go on attack. So expect it, because the devil is jealous of God's people, and he's going to come after you. Isn't that right? And he's going to try to devise a plan and a way to get you into trouble so you'll lose your blessing, so you'll lose your promotion. Isn't that right? And you've got to be on guard for this. But so many times when we're in the euphoria of the blessing and the breakthrough, we let our guard down. And we can't do that. Every single day I tell the Lord, Lord, I thank you for where you brought me. I thank you for how you brought me out. I thank you for what you're doing for me every day. I can look back and see so much progress. I can see the hand of God and the blessing of God. And because I have more freedom and more liberty than I've had in a long time. And you know, I just want to just be, enjoy it. I just want to enjoy it to the full. But I said, Lord, I don't want to enjoy it so much that I don't have time for you, because it was being with you in the midnight hour. It was rising up early and tarrying late. It was staying in the Word of God. It was living, walking, breathing the Word of God 24/7 that brought the victory. And if it's what brought the victory, it's what will keep the victory. Hallelujah. So you know what? This is so important. When you get blessed, the devil is going to come after you. And this is important too, so hear me. God will let him. Think about that. God will let him. God's not going to stop him. He's going to let him go forward, because God wants you to know two things. He wants you to realize that if he promoted you, the devil can't demote you. And he wants you to know that you can stand and resist the enemy, and he will flee from you.
Amen. I trust you've been blessed by this devil-chasing message. You can't go higher till you've come through the fire. God wants to promote you, and he will set you up to make room for your gifts, just like he did Daniel, who was a captive in Babylon. But God used him to interpret the king's dreams, and as a result, he was promoted to governor over the whole province. And Daniel did not forget his brethren, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He had them promoted to high positions as well. This is recorded in Daniel 2:49. But in Daniel 3:30, we read that Nebuchadnezzar promoted them again. But something happened between promotions 1 and 2. The devil got mad and stirred up jealous spirits and had them thrown into the fiery furnace and heated it up 7 times hotter. The thing is, God didn't stop it. But that's okay, because if God promotes you, Satan can't demote you. And if you do get thrown into the fire, God will not only bring you out unharmed, but like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he'll promote you again. Because you can't go higher till you've come through the fire. So don't think it strange concerning the fiery trials of your faith. Satan always attacks those next in line for a promotion. I know that this message will help you to know how you can act and respond while you're in that fiery trial. This message is available on CD for your love gift to the radio ministry of $10 or more. Ask for offer 125 CD, or if you prefer audio tape, 125T. Send your request to R.G. Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Remember, for your love gift of $10 or more and requesting offer 125 CD or 125T, you can have your copy of this powerful message, You Can't Go Higher Till You've Come Through the Fire. And if you would like us to stand with you in the prayer of agreement concerning your fiery trials or any other need that you have in your life, please include your personal prayer request, and we will be happy to stand with you in prayer. Send your request to R.G. Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Or if you prefer, you may order from our e-store at rghardy.org.